Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Friday, March the 8th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. And so I'm just going to hand it over to you, Nicole.
Okay. I wanted to do a little short recap on Fannie Willis and the case and how it's evolved. We had the attorney for one of the co-defendants, the attorney that's representing one of the co-defendants, Michael, I think it's his name. The attorney, I forgot her name, but it's Merchant, her first name, Merchant. She testified, I guess, in front of the Georgia officials in the state about Fannie Willis, and she uncovered more damaging evidence of the DA's office about overpaying Wade, Fannie's boyfriend, an exceeding amount that went far beyond what's normally done.
Hundreds of thousands a month. I heard it was hundreds of thousands each month she was paying him. Help prosecute Trump. Go ahead.
Yes, and for attorneys that had no expertise in RICO or any felony crimes, he was paid far more than those who had expertise in this case. And that's very suspicious. And also, she also explained the fact that those meetings when I talked about last time about this case, about the invoice of the meetings and the billing practices that he did in this case, that his explanation for all the billing that he did was very vague and it had no context, so there's no accountability.
But he was spending the money on her. The government stolen money that she was paying him through this huge salary, and he's sitting there taking her on lavish vacations all over the world, is what the reports have been out on this, my understanding. Now, she's the one trying to prosecute Trump illegally, and it's been illegal since the beginning. And,
the fact that he has no knowledge of how to proceed with this case as a lawyer, and because he has lack of knowledge, his practice of law is flawed. So even to say this, even let's just say Trump was guilty about what they're claiming that he's guilty of, the people in Georgia are not getting what they're paying for when it comes to funding the DA's office to prosecute criminals, because if, from one standpoint, how can he as a lawyer effectively litigate this case if he has a close emotional bond with his boss? And number two, since he lacks the professional expertise as a lawyer to even try a RICO case, what is the outcome of an unexperienced lawyer handling a case that he's not fit to have? And so on the onset, people in Georgia should feel outraged by that. It's not enough to say, you know, they're doing this illegal against Trump. For the mere fact that he is out of his depth as a lawyer,
all they have to do. What they need to do is go back I'll answer your question for you. Take them before the Bar Association, take their license away from them.
That's right.
And the Bar Association
intensifies the notion that the whole case needs to be thrown out. And I hope the judge comes to the common sense of this, that this whole case was should not have gone forward in the first place. And since you have all these irregularities on the onset of this case, that it's like, you know, it's like being an electrician and I'm working on plumbing and I don't know what I'm doing, but you call me up and say, you know what, my toilet is stopped up or my sink is not working. You should have called me in the first place. This whole case should be thrown out on its head. And so people in Georgia should be upset by this. And for the mere fact that Fannie has a backlog of defendants that need to be processed through the court system, that is not being done. And she took the money that the state gave her. That was to prosecute the backlog of defendants instead of using it for that. She's using it on ways. She's using it probably on other things that we don't know about. So the people of Georgia are not getting what they're paid for because of their tax dollars at work.
And what they're doing to the people in Georgia, allowing Trump to be prosecuted down there. Now, Mike Lindell, my pill, has the proof and evidence because he spent the money, him and his employees. And they investigated where there was known voter fraud. Known. And the people that were counting the ballots and the whole bit even said, no, it's wrong. What you're reporting is wrong. Here's the truth. And they're telling the truth. And not only went on Georgia, went on other states that they tried. Arizona was one of them, I believe. And you know, then they pulled the crap in Colorado on him. Then kicked him off the ballot. And Maine joins in. And Michigan, I think it was. I mean, what they have done and what she's been involved with and what is happening in the financial sector with Donald Trump and his own suit to these states trying to say defrauded somebody. He didn't fraud anybody. And there's no victim. There's no victims. You got to have a victim to have someone to defraud you. But that hasn't happened. And it's Fannie Willis. Oh, she's a character. From what I heard it on a video. It says Megyn Kelly. Now, Megyn, she's a lawyer. And what she did to Donald Trump in the very first debate, her and that Israeli sitting next to her from Fox News, was wrong. But she's no longer there. But she still speaks the truth at times. And she laid it out about Fannie Willis. Now, I put that video, that's up on my Breaking News column. So anybody hears this radio show, just go to the Breaking News column and scroll down and click the link. Now, she said she should be disbarred and tried, convicted for her crimes. It's going to come out about the theft of the money. Believe me, it's not over with if they really have someone down there. You know, and Trump's attorney, I know, is involved in the case too because I saw him on TV sitting in the courtroom. Now, so there's where it lies. But the Spanish gal, what else you got on it that's new?
Well, that is the gist of it, but I think that what I hear, that it's not over for her because we're just dealing with one aspect of her qualification. Now, since you have all these gross irregularities in her office, the state of Georgia, especially the Republicans in that state, they probably are going to go after her even more. And my bone of contention is, do I wonder, is all of the things that she's doing, maybe it's not about gross incompetence. Because I really believe maybe the things that she's doing on the behest of other people that really control that state of Georgia. You think about it. If most of the people that she's dealing with are gangs and people in the drug culture, could it be that those who are putting the drugs into that state, is this the way they manage the people that they're using to promote the product? Is this backlog nothing more than a means for them to keep people in certain places? to hold people in certain places. Because I don't think this is all by accident. I think there's something much more to that. I think it has to something to do with that. I think somebody controls that DA's office and controls Sandy. And that's why it was so laughable when I hear people talk about, oh, she's her own woman, she's this, she's that. No, she's not her own woman. Whatever she's doing, she has to do this. I don't think she has any choice.
Sorry, I had to get a drink of water here.
Yeah, but I think she's being controlled. I think she's a puppet for someone. I think she gets her orders from someone.
Okay, didn't you say that the boyfriend had gone to the White House and had meetings with people at the White House?
Yeah, but I really believe that I think these people are offered deals and promises if they do certain things. I don't know what was said, or I'm just speculating.
That's the way it works.
Something about Athens meeting came up, and I'm like, well, what does that entail? I mean, if he's nothing more to do than a lawyer and also, well, a judge, he did adjudicate on the bench, Roy. Now, if he is only doing certain things, what's his business about Athens, Georgia? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
None of this makes any sense. Why is his interest in other places in that state other than Atlanta? You know? So I'm just saying that I think this case is more than what we think it is. It's more than just a Trump prosecution.
An illegal illegal prosecution. There was voter fraud. There was voter fraud that state in Georgia. Yeah.
I think this is more than an illegal prosecution of a president. I think because they stirred this controversy up, there are other things that could be uncovered. If just the people of Georgia are trying to preserve this republic, I think that once they find one thing, they may find others.
Other
oddities.
There's so much there with this prosecutor.
There, right.
And she was dating some gang member at one time, wasn't she?
That's what I'm saying. Yes. And I told you before that she was also a defense attorney at one point, and the gang member said she's really not that soft on crime. You know what I'm saying? She said she's not really soft on crime. So my thing is, she probably doesn't care about those who live in those inner cities who have to face bullets
Someone's paid her to go after Trump, or she has a hatred for Trump. One of the two. It could have been a hatred thing.
She doesn't care, Sue. She doesn't care no more than Kamala Harris cares when they find a decapitated black woman in Orange County. And when people beg for her to investigate that young lady's murder. She doesn't care about her own people. She doesn't care about her constituents. Because she's probably getting paid well. But she is worth $8 million, you know. So the thing is, when she gets money like that, and let me add this too. For them to pay her that amount, she must have did something very good for those people. She must have done something very well.
Yep.
You know, she's a real trooper. So they probably awarded her with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it at that. That's my report.
Yeah, someone's holding, I call it the control file. Someone's got the control file on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter who. Now, what else you got to report on?
Well, that's about it.
All right. Then let's call it today. We got to report that way and get it up. And you can get on.
Okay.
Everybody start spreading the word. You can get on my website again.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
I got it fixed.
And also donate because this takes a lot of work and research, and this is your last mission. And people, please donate to steelweb.com. Give as as much as you want or as much as you can afford.
Well, thank you for saying that. And give out your website too, the Gold Palace.
And it's witnessspeaks.com.
Say it again.
Witnessspeaks.com.
All right. You want to close this in prayer?
Yes. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity that we can share the truth and share your word. I want to say a special thank you for Stu for allowing me to be on the platform. I also want to pray for those brave men and women who fight for your cause every day, who take down the most evil people on this planet, who want to bring chaos, fear, and confusion. And I want to pray for all those men and women who do all their best to take care of their families. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for this life, and thank you for this experience. And may your kingdom reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I'm in agreement. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, thank you, Nicole. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.